Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. And I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 28th day. God, man, where'd the time go? 28th day of September, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. So the Indian summer's hanging on. Go Indian summer. That being said, we're going to start off with a correction, and we'll do that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, yesterday we were talking about the BLM, and I said that it was chartered in Costa Rica. That was incorrect. I got an email from Wardu Rance. Hey, Henry, Costa Rica is in Central America. The BLM was incorporated in Puerto Rico, where I do believe that also that's where the IRS is chartered out of, which is a U.S. territory. Nevertheless, it is an international corporation working for the Treasury under the Department of Interior. You know, the Department of Interior that can create states, sovereign states, that even the Congress and the Senate, would have to be in on to split up California, and can even be seen on Dunn and Bradstreet listed as one. The BLM never were land managers, neither. Neither were their predecessors. They were all surveyors. They survey for resources and ways to get you off the land. Outside of this, I appreciate the way you bring the law into this, and I appreciate the correction. And I'd like to know more about. I'd like to see the illegal contracts, the illegal contracting that gave the BLM the authority that can exist to sell off or trade or have anything to do with our public lands. I mean, to dispose of our public lands. I'd like to understand a lot more about how this works. I don't have the time to research it. And, you know, when I've asked for contracts and stuff, you know what you get. You get the middle finger. So anyway, if anybody wants to send in more information on the BLM and just how they, you know, how they progressed from surveyors to the sellers of our public lands, I would appreciate knowing that. We've all learned on this program. I've learned so much from you people over the last 7 years. Most of us don't realize it, but we've all been teaching one another. And I appreciate Woodrow Rance sending this email and making this correction, because we want the truth here.
Henry, I do recall you saying Puerto Rico. You may have said Costa Rica too, but I specifically remember you saying Puerto Rico.
I may have. You know, it goes. But he's right. It's Central America. Puerto Rico is an American protective. But, of course, you know, in Puerto Rico, you know, they get the welfare, they get the housing, they get everything, but they pay no taxes. You know, so, and it is. I know. I'm pretty sure. I'm close to positive that that's where the IRS is chartered. So there's a lot. I mean, it's the dirty little spot where things are, you know, working off our shores. It's a protectorate or whatever they want to call it. What did he call it here? He said it was a territory, a U.S. territory. Well, I see, in territories, it is absolutely admiralty. Like when Oregon was a territory, you had a territorial governor, and then you had the territorial courts, all admiralty. All absolutely, even back in them days, until they became states and became, you know, under the Constitution, and then the people, you know, had their rights. Which, even in a territory, I mean, if it's U.S., if it's on the U.S. soil, anything that is U.S. soil, your rights are there. They have to be. After fielding third class or third case on point, after fielding third class or felding, I guess it would be felding, third case on point, court finally decides curtilage violating knock and talks are clearly unconstitutional, from Tech Dirt, sent in by Amicus for discussion on From the Trenches worldreport.com. And I'm seeing more and more of this. You know, it shows the heat coming up from the bottom. They know we're down here. They know we're pissed. And they know that we're on the epitaph. We're not buying none of their shit. And everything they're doing is pushing it one step closer. But I mean, before it's all over, before it gets to the point of, you know, going out and just cleaning up the goddamn mess, they will try to act like, you know, it's just like this thing going on in this, with this confirmation hearings and all this bullshit, to pretend like there's some kind of fucking law out there and that somebody's obeying it. But this article starts out, you know, talking pretty clear here, but still, you got to remember, this is all in the admiralty. This is administrative admiralty. There is no law. That's what you got to keep in mind. You can violate constitutional rights and still dodge liability. You just have to do it in a way that doesn't immediately summon precedential. What it means is, like precedents, like you bring in other cases into court, which cannot exist in the common law, by the way. You know, every case is individual case tried by an individual jury. You can't bring in, well, this happened over here 5 years ago, and this is what this jury decided. Don't matter. You get your own jury, and it's a jury. It's a clean. It's just like trying to use prior bad acts we talked about the other day. Pre-ascendical cases on point, and that's what they're talking about. That's the beauty of qualified immunity, the doctrine the Supreme Court decided was needed, because expecting law enforcement to operate within the confines of the Constitution is just too much to ask for. And that qualified immunity, he has immunity from prosecution, immunity from the. Does the ninth article allow them to violate the Bill of Rights and then grant themselves immunity from prosecution? How do they, you know, they're granting themselves immunity from prosecution, and the admiralty is what they're doing, but that never did take away our right to prosecute, which our rights to arrest, our rights to prosecute, it's all been removed. We have no goddamn Bill of Rights, period. Fairfield County, Ohio's SCRAP, Street Crime Reduction and Apprehension Program unit, plays fast and loose with the Constitution. That corporate Constitution, let's call it what it is. That's what we're operating under. The Big U United, Big S States Incorporated Constitution is just too much to ask. And see, they're going to try and play us back into this in different ways, you know, we can fix this enough until we can get by. But in the meantime, just like we've said ever since the first day, right now they're toting our country off out the back door. They are stealing our natural resources. They are robbing us fucking blind. Fairfield County, Ohio. Oh, we did that. Okay. With the Constitution and with the country's apparent blessing. The county's apparent blessing, sorry. A case examined by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals details a search that Scrap, that's what they are called, Scrap chose not to call, a search that resulted in the discovery of marijuana plants and further contraband once a warrant was secured. The defendants, Neil Morgan and Anita Graff, asked for the evidence to be suppressed. They argued the initial knock and talk violated the Fourth Amendment, tainting the more thorough search that followed. This is, you know, how they're playing in these games, like the tainted fruits and stuff. So yeah, that would all come into, it would all come into play. In the common law. But these people here can't be prosecuting. In the first place, they can't prosecute for the marijuana plants. They can never make a law to tell you you can't have marijuana plants. It's all being run under. This is just corporate bullshit. This is how the corporation tries to act like that they're some kind of authority when they are not. They have zero, zip, zilch, nada, zero authority. As soon as they committed that the act of usurping our original Constitution for the little United, big ass states of these Americas, they lost. There is no authority. This is all just corporate mafia, period. Acting on a tip, the county scrap unit went to the defendant's residence and basically surrounded it, placing two officers approximately 5 feet from the house in the backyard. It was from this vantage point the marijuana plants on the second floor balcony were spotted. Something not visible to those approaching the house from more public directions. The court agreed and vacated their sentence. This lawsuit against the officers and the county ensued. The Sixth Circuit Court notes in the Sixth Circuit Court of Admiralty, Administrative Admiralty Incorporated, notes this knock and talk tactic surrounding the house prior to knocking clearly violated the Fourth Amendment. Well, it ain't the Fourth Amendment. It's the Fourth Article to the First Amendment to the Constitution for the United States of these Americas. To the Bill of Rights. I'm sorry. It's this Fourth Article to the Bill of Rights for the little United, big ass states of these Americas. Under that commencement, common sense approach, the area 5 to 7 feet from Morgan and Graff's home was within the home's curtilage. That's the first time I've ever heard that term. Even when the borders are not clearly marked, it is easily understood from our daily experience that an arm's length from one's house is a classic example of an area adjacent to the home and to which the activity of the home's life extends. And see, this is coming from these case law bullshit. The bottom line is, if the first place, the people that showed up, they had no authority to be there. Not only didn't they have a computer-generated bullshit corporate warrant, but they had no complaint from anybody for anything. And they were not officers of a common law court. They were not serving the papers of a common law court. They were not enforcing the order of any common law court, and that's the only jurisdiction that can be put on an American national, period. The right to be free of unwarranted search and seizure would be of little practical value if the state's agents could stand a side garden and trawl for evidence with impunity, and the right to privacy of the home at the very core of the Fourth Amendment would be significantly diminished. And see, they're going to start talking this amendment shit to keep you on that corporate constitution. That constitution is illegal. It is a fucking fraud. What they're operating under is pure fucking fraud. That's it. You're going to hear a lot more Constitution, and this is forced harder and harder from the bottom. You're going to hear about the amendments. They're not amendments. They are the articles to a single body of law that can never be changed, could never be changed, and that has been usurped in 1868 by the criminals that usurped it, that are the criminal corporations and, you know, interstate contractors that have pissed on our rights and removed our rights. If the police, unable to enter the house, could walk around the house and observe one's most intimate and private moments through the windows, and I guarantee this is all coming from case law bullshit. Because the bottom line is, the argument here, it's just like with the guns. The argument here is, you got no fucking right to be here. What are you doing here? are you serving the papers of a common law court, or are you enforcing the order of a common law court, then you have no authority to be near me if I don't want you near. If you're not invited, you better get going the other way. Or boom, right in the face. But not only were the scrap unit members positioned on the sides of the house, they were in the backyard too. Indeed, the backyard is where they discovered the marijuana plants, the cause of the injuries alleged by Morgan and Graff, and the law seems relatively unambiguous that a backyard abutting the home constitutes curtilage. I'm going to have to look that word up. That means it must mean private space or something. And receives constitutional protection. See, now here they start citing Donkenbog 150 F3D at 603, see United States versus Jenkins. This is all, this is, see, 1997, this was all done under an illegal court, under an illegal government. It is fucking irrelevant. It is irrelevant to what we face today. I don't want to hear about your trying, you know, your search for justice through prior decisions from other courts. I have a right to a trial of a jury of my peers from in the jurisdiction where it happened, and the fuck whatever else happened anywhere else in the goddamn country. That is true, especially when, as here, there are no neighbors behind the house and the backyard is not visible from the road. The court points out there's nothing ambiguous about this particular violation in this jurisdiction. Backyards and standing only a few feet from a house are both intrusions that must be supported by something more than the officers had when they approached the residence. The scrap team had no warrant, and even if they did have a warrant, it would not be a lawful warrant. A lawful warrant cannot be created today because there exists no court where a lawful warrant can be created to come to an American national's home or on their property. Because the courts have been removed, along with the Bill of Rights and the common law. But it went about its business as though it had this permission slip to bypass Fourth Amendment protections. No, Fourth Article protections, buddy. And they're going to, like I said, you're going to see a lot more of this. The country argued no warrant was needed, or the county argued no warrant was needed, citing officer safety and extingent circumstances. The court says both assertions are ridiculous. Instead of seeing, and you're going, wow, man, there's somebody. But just, no, I don't care how good this looks on its face right here. It's all fucking illegal. The fact that they even talk about the fact where you can grow a marijuana plant, they don't have the fucking authority, period. Never had it. This is to get you to lead back into accepting this goddamn corporate government, this illegal, treacherous corporate, it's not our government, this corporate insurgency into our country. Instead of showing a particular and immediate risk, the county argues that concerns for officer safety generally allows police to enter the curtilage and form a perimeter. Yet, rather than citing a case supporting that position, the county argues that drugs and guns often go together. Instead of citing a case, see, this is all in admiralty. I will not accept administrative jurisdiction. This is all horseshit. Flush it down the fucking toilet. It is all illegal. Case law is illegal. It's the Supreme Court for this corporation is illegal. This whole fucking government is illegal. Maybe, but that is no more than a general statement of correlation. And generic possibilities of danger cannot overcome the required particularized showing of a risk of imminent harm. CID, see, it's in more sites. But even if the officers knew that Morgan had a weapon, the mere presence of firearms does not create extingent circumstance. United States versus Johnson, all these sites. And Amicus, you know, I know the fella, and he sends his stuff in. I really don't give a shit about this fucking case law. Everything that's happened since 1868 has been a fucking crime against the people. It has been a crime against every individual that these phony administrative admiralty courts have entered their lives, have bothered their lives, have bothered their peace in any way. And I don't give a shit for case law. Case law is not a part of the common law. Each case is individually tried on the facts put before that jury. Now, if you want to go on up, you want to appeal it to a higher jury, you go out into the, instead of like a local municipality, you go out into the county and you pick you another jury. And then you have the right to go to the state level and even to the federal level. But it's all by the jury and by the laws of the common law. And the common law does not allow, well, this happened over here in Pittsburgh in 1936, and this is what they decided, so this is what it is. Fuck that. That is not, That is not how it works. It was never meant to be that way. Fourth Amendment violations would benefit. Oh, let me see here. What's more, the county's position would create an exception that would swallow the rule. It might be safer for the police to enter the curtilage to form a perimeter. It would certainly be easier to stop someone who might flee by establishing some sort of barrier to that flight. Indeed, many, if not most, Fourth Amendment violations. It's not the Fourth Amendment. Just calling it the Fourth Amendment is a fucking act of treason. How about that? Because it is not the Fourth Amendment. It's not a part of the Constitution. It is an amendment to the Constitution that's a separate body of law. And I've always said that, you know, that with the joining of two contracts. Because that's what the Bill of Rights is. This is what we the people declare are our rights. This is unalienable. You cannot touch it ever. That's what the whole point of it was. But you take something that's, because the Constitution was a contract. The original Constitution was a contract for services. They were going to protect this goddamn, we put it up there as the First Amendment so they know exactly what the fuck they were going to protect. But there's, when you put if you have a contract and you put two opposing authorities in that contract, one has to devour the other. You cannot have such a contract. It's an oxymoron. The Bill of Rights is about people power. The Constitution is about government power. To try to pretend that is a single contract is bullshit. And it's how they manipulated and defrauded you out of your goddamn country and turned it into this contractual fucking corporate government. Establishing a barrier, Fourth Amendment violations would benefit the police in some way. It could be safer for police without a warrant to kick in the door in the middle of the night. Like, they don't do that. Of course they fucking do. Out here in our world. Rather than ring the doorbell during the day and peering through everyone's windows. And this is acting like this is just, you know, this course just stepped up and go, wow, how did this ever happen? We've got to straighten this out. Everyone's windows might be a more effective way to find out who is cooking methamphetamine or engaging in any illegal behavior for that matter. But the Bill of Rights exists to protect people from the power of the government, not to aid the government. See, citing the Bill of Rights. But they're citing the Bill of Rights as amendments to the Constitution, a separate contract. This is how they ease it in. When they came in, when they started removing the common law courts, this is how they did it. Only this is like it in reverse. You know, trying to edge back the other way to try to pretend like, oh, yeah, your rights are there. They're the amendment things, man. No, they're not. Exist to protect people from power of the government, not to aid the government. Adopting a defendant's position would turn that principle on its head. The county also tried to argue the search wasn't a search because the officers said it was a knock and talk. Despite the presence of officers inside the curtilage, good, says the Sixth Circuit, who has no fucking authority to rule on anything about our Bill of Rights because it is in the admiralty administrative jurisdiction, not in the common law. So all of this shit is completely, whatever they say, yes or no, they do not have the authority to say it. They have had no authority since 1868, the common law courts were finally taken out completely in the 70s. But this is how they did it, in reverse, by starting to mix this shit in, well, over here and using this case law bullshit. Doesn't exist. The county also tried to argue the search weren't, we did that. Okay, the subjective event or intent of officers is irrelevant. If a search is otherwise objectively reasonable, but subjective intent cannot make reasonable and otherwise unreasonable intrusion onto a constitutionally protected area. Again, doesn't, it's all fucking irrelevant because this is being spouted by an illegal government, by an agent of an illegal government, by an occupation, a corporate occupation of government that cannot exist. It has no authority to say yes, no, up, down, nothing. They have, in fact, they're criminals. They are enemy agents. They are enemy combatants that need to be destroyed. The court says the scrap unit had no warrant, no extingent circumstances, and no other plausible warrant exception to offer. So there are exceptions to that warrant. No, there ain't no fucking exceptions to it. In that, in their administrative admiralty, they can say, well, police officer safety and immunity and all this shit, but it isn't real, man. None of it is legal since 1868. Open and shut for qualified immunity. Open and shut for qualified immunity. We've decided that we are immune from prosecution because if we do things for a good enough reason, even if it violates the articles of the Bill of Rights, we get immunity because we're cops. But wait a minute, you're not allowed to exist. We've never authorized no cops. We never authorized no government enforcers to enforce the government's will upon us. It took that 14th Amendment to even have the notion that the government had any goddamn authority over the people, didn't it? As we are named as subjects to that government, that's when it was all turned on its head, people. That's when they started this shit. You would think, but apparently no one violated rights in this particular fashion previously. So, despite these long-settled standards, and see, that's what they're trying to do here. That's what this corporate bullshit has done, these long-settled standards. Case law. So there's books and books of these fucking laws, you know. That's why a common man can't go into the common law court and just defend himself on the simple facts of what happened here or there. Oh, no, we got cases clear back to 1869. Clear back to 1890. We've got cases clear where they did it this way, and this is what this jury decided, and this is why. Fuck you. I'm not pleading in front of those courts. And you will not bring any other pleadings from any other court into my action. Got it?
Henry.
Yes, sir.
When you go into a lawyer's office and you see 5,000 books sitting on a wall, what is all that?
Now, that's your case law. I mean, that's what they're talking about. I mean, that's what they're going to do is try to find instances like they, you know, it went to, in this instance, this similar issue that isn't the exact issue because no two issues are exactly alike. That's why we live in the common law. We get our own trial. We don't get somebody else's. But the thing is, they'll have things that have been ruled clear up to the state Supreme Court. And they'll go, well, yeah, we can argue it on this because it went to the, you know, state Supreme Court. And no, there's none of that shit. Fuck your corporate and your corporate professionals, you goddamn pettifogging, mobile concepti, piece of shit attorneys that are members of a private union, just like the goddamn police. And they're in the business of taking people's money. The common law is so simple. Everybody could do their own litigating, man. And the most you would need is somebody to whisper in your ear, you know, if you weren't really attuned to how your rights were violated and you had, you know, you went over to somebody that was knowledgeable of the law. When in the sixth article, it guarantees you the right I can't see what they call it. Let me see here what they say. In the sixth article, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall in a speedy trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein, an impartial trial. You're trying to make it partial by bringing in rulings from other courts, from other places. State and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have previously been ascertained and informed the nature of the process, obtaining witnesses, and have the assistance of counsel. A counsel could be anybody. But see, this lawyers, that's the British accredited British accredited registry, I guess is what it is. But it's about Britain. It's a goddamn business. This is how they made what was supposed to be your rights and your due process, how they made a business out of it to go into with the corporate government they created. And like I said, it's all fucking illegal. It's complete. It's without authority, is what it is, because it violates the ninth article. Ninth article says you will never create anything that gets rid of these rights. It's like you have an issue you want to bring up, you would want to bring up in court. Well, you know, this bitch did this, you know, before this happened. And, oh, well, I have this case law where in Ohio, a bitch did something like this, and the Ohio jury, their peers, decided this way. Well, I'm not pleading to that fucking jury. I'm pleading to the one in front of me and my peers. And that's my right. And all of this shit here is admiralty. It's a administrative and admiralty bullshit. Okay. Although Hardesty and Turk, some did violate rights this way. Something directly on point. The court settled the law, right? Clearly established going forward. Wait, no, we're missing some here. Despite the long set, oh, that's where we were. Despite the long settled standards, that is the precedence of other cases. See, they want to set, and that's just how they want to make things laws instead of you being free out there in each case. It's a new thing. No, you cannot create laws like this. You cannot create circumstances because every circumstance is different. And I don't face that jury. Like I said, I have a right to my own jury. Cases from this circuit. See, so they're bringing in other cases from the circuit, from the Sixth Circuit, and comparing them and coming to decisions of, well, this is what the law will be. And that's when they go nowadays, they go and they tell the jury that, well, you have to rule like this and because of that, that fucking judge does not have that authority. A judge is to keep his goddamn mouth shut, except to protect the rights of the litigants and to make sure that the procedural due process is followed. The case Turk versus Camford decided within a month of the knock and talk in this case found that the law was not clearly settled against a factual background that was in every material way the same as here. So this has happened before, but then they use the argument that it wasn't exactly like that, so we can't establish that you can't do this. You see what I'm saying? And it isn't their place to do it. They do not have the authority. Oh, wait, someone did violate rights this way. Something directly on point. The court settled the law, right? Clearly established going forward and all that. Nope. The defendants lose because the court failed to do its job twice. See, the court's supposed to be establishing what the law is just because of one case. Like I said, that's why you have the right to the jury in the jurisdiction and jury of your peers in each incident. I don't give a shit what happened over there. It's like prior bad acts. You can't bring something into that court that doesn't involve that direct what fucking happened with those litigants. You can't in the common law. It would be, so what the hell is that? What happened to Julie over there? It has nothing to do with what Henry's talking about here in his trial in front of this jury of his peers. Although Hardesty and Turk are outliers, Morgan and Graff cannot overcome their burden of showing that the law was clearly established. So this was ruled against by a jury, and this was what this guy brought in for his case to make his filing for his to get his money for his supposed civil filing in this phony ass and lack in the fraud. Call it what it is. It's just goddamn fraud to establish his case. Because then the judge, you know, he looked at it and said, well, we can't really, because there is a little difference here, so I'm deciding it. The judge becomes a juror. Just like we were talking yesterday with the Branch Davidians. Everybody knows that there were Branch Davidians that lived, the ones that came out that didn't go in the fire. They all went to trial, you know. And they were frickin' acquitted by a jury. There is nothing, that's it. It stops there. If there is the goddamn Bill of Rights in place in the common law, it stops there. No. The judge overturned the verdict. The judge has no such authority. In the common law, the judge is a neutral arbitrator. All he does is make sure nobody's rights are violated and that the procedures are followed. That is his only duties. And he is elected. And he has a sheriff as his, or a constable as the officer of his court. See, this is what I'm talking about when they play these games with this goddamn case law. That's why these, like, million-dollar attorneys and stuff with all these, like Mark says, these tons of books and shit so they can pull this bullshit over here. Well, this one, they said this and this. We can argue between these two what happened in these two instances and try to find your instance in there. No, that's why you have the common law. That's why every trial is an individual trial in front of an individual jury. who will hear the individual facts of that individual action. And they will make their individual decision based upon those facts. And the judge doesn't have a goddamn thing to say about it. He just makes sure that the procedures are filed. And then whatever the jury says, he makes that the order of the court. And then if necessary, the judge orders the constable or the sheriff to enforce the order of the court. That's the whole goddamn system for us people. This shit here goes from, this is why a person can be denied their rights for 20 fucking years and finally it comes around, well, yeah, there was a violation. We finally got all these case laws and from there and then one from Ohio and all this stuff. And yeah, no, it was plain and simple. You violated the man's fucking rights when he demanded him right there. He had a right to have a jury decide right then and there whether his rights are violated, not through appeals and another appeal and then an appeal this way, adding different shit from different places. I mean, this is the menagerie that has replaced the true justice in this country. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're past it. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Come down off your throne and leave your body alone.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1244 Pacific Time, and that was... Can't find my way home by blind, by a bird, or somebody. Anyway, back to this guy. That's why I can't, because I'm thinking about this. Okay, I'm thinking about this whole goddamn thing, that this case law shit. And Amicus has brought this up a long time, and I'm getting a little fucking tired of it. Because I'm telling you what you're trying to do is bring in a precedence. Okay, you're bringing in a separate trial. Those people that were witnesses at that other trial over there, the evidences that were presented and everything, they are not the people that were involved in this. They're not even in the same jurisdiction. So, I mean, the whole idea, what they're trying to do is just to set it down. Well, eventually you could just have lawyers and no juries, because you just go ahead and just present all the other cases just to the judge. And then the judge, he could sit up there and go, well, you know, look at all the precedents here. This is the ruling. And that is not the common law. And this was all built. This was all built as a fraud, as a part of the goddamn corporate fraud. As a part of the corporate takeover of the little United Biggest States of these Americas. It's all bullshit. It's all irrelevant. And if you tried this in a common law court with me, I'd end up owning every fucking thing you own. You come in and try to tell me, well, over here, and what the fuck's that got to do with what happened here in my case? Well, it's awful. It's similar, because you see, I don't give a fuck about similarities. It has nothing to do with it. You have this body. I've got my list of witnesses here. My opponent has their list of witnesses here. We have 12 impartial jurors, and we're going to put our evidences out there. And those 12 people are going to decide it, not some son of a bitch 50 fucking years ago in another county with different witnesses, and try to pretend, oh, it's similarities. And then now we've got to the point where they're arguing, well, it wasn't similar enough that we could use it this way. So this is where these fucking pettifogging attorneys come in. These professionals that they cannot practice in a common law court. A professional can't. It's a private court. It belongs to the people. You have to come there in your private capacity. You can have counsel. You can have somebody sitting there beside you, you know, telling you, well, you know, you want to ask this question, and yeah, and turn this around, you know, and think about your fourth article right here. But that's what I'm talking about here. Case law, piss on it. It is worthless. It will not be allowed in the common law. It cannot be allowed in the common law. It can't exist. I don't give a shit what happened to somebody else somewhere else. I got my own set of facts. I got my, oh, it's awful similar. They're almost the same facts here. I got different jurors. I have different peers. They might see things different. You might have had one witness in this case you're trying to take my right away to have my people testify. You're using this to remove evidence. You might have had someone there that wasn't believable, or my witness is believable. Do you see how it works? But the whole idea is to just completely get rid of the juries. We've tried all of the cases, every incident that could be, and we'll just put these two together here, and then the judge will decide. That is admiralty. That is goddamn, that is military law, and we will not accept it. Alrighty here. Cop caught trafficking date rape drug, steroid, to allegedly sell to other cops. No charges. Now see, here's something, you know, I'm sure there's some precedent. Here's some precedents being set here. Precedence has been set for this shit for how many years that, oh, they didn't blow you away. They didn't shoot. Well, in this instance, the cop, yeah, the guy was standing there with his hands up, and he was begging the cop not to shoot him, and he shot him right through the forehead, and, well, the court found him not guilty. See, it was a court packed full of goddamn masons, and he was a high mason, and he just found him not guilty. And this is my precedence for my cop. I'm going to give you this case. Here's my case law to back up my claim that my cop can shoot somebody in the goddamn head. You understand what I'm saying, people? That's why this case law shit is shit, and that's all it is shit, and it has no relevance. No charges. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Punta Gorda, Florida. A Charlotte County deputy was caught trafficking a controlled substance, which predators use to knock their unwitting victims unconscious to have their way with them. The investigation found that the deputy was responsible for shipping large quantities of the dangerous date rape drug, and tampering with physical evidence to cover it up. Yet he's never been charged. Well, there's a precedence for this, you see. This is how the game's played. See, it's all within the corporation, and this particular corporation here, they have a different set of rules. This is Roman civil law. This is their private policies. Well, our policy is we don't prosecute our own. And that is the public law. Go look it up. There's precedents all over the place. Get the books out. You'll find a lot of cases where the cop's been busted for selling drugs, and they didn't do nothing about it. They even let him keep his pig license and let him go be a pig somewhere else. That's precedence. This is precedence we're not going to accept. Former Deputy James White was given a paid vacation last October following the Florida Department of Law Enforcement opening an investigation into the corrupt cop. However, before the investigation could conclude, another incident in which this sicko cop was seen flashing his genitals to patrons in a Punta Gorda establishment was exposed. The incident, which happened in August of 2017, caught up to him 10 months later after he was fired. On Monday, the FDLE's, whatever in the hell that is, investigation concluded and found that the former deputy was indeed found to have been trafficking the substance gamma a chemical known to be abused and can easily be used to produce a form of date rape drug. According to WINK, experts say GBL is only used for two things, a steroid, for the pump the cops up so they can kill you, and a date rape drug. Boy, this fits right into that world, doesn't it? What happens to GBL when you ingest it? It can convert to GBH. GBH is one of the most is one of those party drugs, date rape drugs, those types of things that can cause faintness or cause someone to pass out, memory loss, said executive director of Drug Free Charlotte, Diane Ramseer. According to the investigation, White had the GBL shipped to his in-law's house as he tracked it with his computer and phone. What's more, the investigation found that White allegedly tampered with or fabricated physical evidence to cover it up and illegally used two-way communication devices. After he was caught trafficking the drugs, tampering with evidence, illegally using department equipment, and exposing himself, naturally White was charged and arrested, right? Wrong. Because there's no precedence for his arrest, because they can do these things. It's part of that corporate thing. After the investigation concluded, the FDLE issued their report, noting that White indeed broke the law. His former employer, the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, concurred with the investigation and also found White broke the law. However, no arrest was made, and no arrest is even planned, according to the Charlotte County Sheriff. When contacted by WZVN, the sheriff's office noted that it would have no further action as the agency no longer employs White. So he's no longer part of our union, so there can be no more action because we're the only ones that can take action against one of our own, one of these police, you know, a member of the corporate gang. We're the jurisdiction. There is no other jurisdiction left. There's just this admiralty that we control through contract and... that's going to happen to him. Now White's neighbors are crying foul, asking for this man to be arrested. It's disturbing. I mean, we're already having all the narcotic issues in the community, one neighbor said. What this case illustrates is that there are two sets of laws for people in America, one for those connected to the system and one for everyone else. Yeah. No, it's one set of laws. It's just arbitrary and capricious. They can do whatever they fucking want because they can change a contract at will because, well, they've taken over your power to contract, so they're the only contractors left out there that can sign a name. Go ahead.
What's this world coming to when a policeman can't flash his genitals?
I know. It's bothering me. It is. Rest assured that if anyone else would have committed any one of the multiple crimes White was found to have committed, they would be rotting away in a jail now. Instead, White was simply fired. allowed to keep his peace officer's license and can and likely will move to another town where he will become a cop again, a part of another union. You see, this is your justice system. This is what happens when you remove the common law. This is all just contractual bullshit. Well, under my contract, you can't fire me. You got to, even, you know, I get caught selling drugs and stuff, but I'm not one of the people that I'm supposed to be out there policing or beating or tasing or killing. I'm a union member. Got my union badge. See it? It's that star on my, that's what those are, union badges. James McLinns, who is running for sheriff of Pinellas County in an attempt to reform the corruption, made a powerful point and may have an explanation as to why he was never arrested. There are other cops involved. No. On Wednesday, McLinns summarized the situation in a Facebook post. The really disturbing part of all of this is that the sheriff's deputy wasn't peddling these drugs on the street or using them on all himself. He was selling them to other deputies. And that's why the sheriff refused to file criminal charges against him, because then they would have to actually investigate his drug trafficking. This would, of course, lead to all of the deputies' drug clients, which were other deputies. And then that would lead to the sheriff's having to change most of his agency charge most of his agency with illegal drug use. That would require the sheriff to then have to fire at least half of his staff. No charge. Nobody's going to jail, of course. They'll go over to join another union. So no investigation, no charges, and everybody at the sheriff's office is safe. And that's the end of that story. So what do you think, people? Is there precedence there? Cop arrested for homicide after video caught him executing a man for running away. This is from Free Thought Project, sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com, Nashville, Tennessee. A disturbing trend seems to be happening among police in America, in which they are shooting people in the back as they run away. One of the latest victims to be publicly executed for running from the police is 25-year-old Daniel Hambrick of Nashville. His execution by Officer Andrew it looks like Delk, yes it is, Delk, was caught on a graphic video. Now, in an unprecedented move, the officer was actually charged with homicide. Ooh, like they charged those ones that killed Kelly Thomas? I mean, I guess this is a pure video that shows just pure execution, just like with Kelly Thomas. He'll be charged. There's nothing going to happen to this son of a bitch. His union won't allow it. Because then the other cops will think that they can't shoot people in the back, and they want him out there shooting people in the back. Prosecutors on Thursday filed a criminal homicide charge against a white police officer. I gotta love the way they throw that race shit in there like it matters. Don't matter what color you are when you murder somebody. Police officer who shot and killed a black man, securing approval from a judge after a setback earlier in the day, according to the Tennessean. Delk becomes the first officer in the entire Metropolitan Nashville Police Department's history to be charged for shooting someone while on duty. He surrendered himself to be booked into jail quickly, paid his $25,000 bond that was paid by the union, and was released by Thursday afternoon. And nothing's going to happen to this son of a bitch. He will go. He may leave the department and, like the other ones, go to another one, go join another union, another murder union, and get him another murder badge and go out and murder some more people, because this is what they want them to do. If this wasn't what they wanted, it wouldn't be happening, people. You got to know that. They're sending them to Israel to learn how to murder people. And this is how you murder. This is how you terrorize. This is how you do it. In August, I spoke with Daniel Hambrick's mother to express my condolences for her loss. I assured her that we would show respect for the life of her son, because his life mattered. Because black lives, they're trying to play these goddamn games. Black, everybody's life matters. Mayor David Briley said, at the time, Mr. Hambrick asked for justice for Daniel. The district attorney's decision to file charges in this case is a necessary step towards that end. But if the district attorney decided not to, then it couldn't happen. Well, what about my right to file goddamn charges? See, this is what they've taken from us. Our right to prosecute our own lives. I have the right to prosecute another person for a crime. In fact, the people were the only ones that did have that right. before the takeover in 1868, before the usurpation of the original Constitution, the removal of the Bill of Rights through that fraudulent 14th Amendment in violation of the 9th Article. District Attorney's decision to file, but if he decided not to, there would have been no filing. Hambrick was shot and killed during a traffic stop in North Nashville on July 26. Nashville Mayor Briley called for the release of the graphic video in August to ensure, quote, transparency of the investigation. Well, we all watched Kelly Thomas be murdered, and we watched James Boyd be shot down, and they had, you know, those guys, they had trials, and gotcha, man. And you know what? Those trials, like this, the one with Kelly Thomas, maybe that's what they'll use to get this guy off. Here's this guy here. He puts on a glove, man. He said, he announces himself, I'm going to fuck you up. And then we watched him beat the man to death. And the jury acquitted. We can't enter anything into this case that goes against what that jury said, because that's established, as law, you know, through, goddamn, what the hell, precedence. It's established precedence. In this precedence, they murdered this man and got away with it. So we're going to introduce whoever sued on Kelly Thomas's account, whoever made the charges, the DA down there. In this case here, the jury acquitted. I don't even know if we can bring this forward, Your Honor. Because, I mean, goddamn, if cold-blooded murder, beating a man to death on the sidewalk, handcuffed, if that ain't murder, then fuck shooting somebody in the back, that ain't murder either, is it? That's precedence. Anyways, guys, that's enough of this nonsense. We are at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hey, this case law shit, I mean, I see him bringing it up all the time, all this stuff, but, you know, fuck that. That is not the common law. Common law, every case is an individual case, and it's an individual jury, and I don't give a monk's fornication what happened somewhere else at some other time under some other circumstances. It cannot be, it's all a part of the admiralty, and to push it is bullshit. To push this case law bullshit is bullshit. You're going against the common law. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Cookies!